This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. On Saturday in Birr, Carlow take on Limerick in the National Football League Division 4 final. The Barrow-siders have been close on a number of occasions, but have just been edged out in tight games. In the semi-final, they turned it around and a last-minute goal clinched a one-point victory against Fermanagh. That meant they won promotion to Division 3, but they want the Division 4 title now. I welcome Ruth Birmingham. Ruth Birmingham is captain of the Carlow team. Ruth, how are you? Busy day for you, I believe.
Yeah, it's a busy day, but a great day.
Yeah, you wouldn't change it. Like, I was just talking to you before we started there. I was saying you wouldn't change anything. Like, I'm sure the Leitrim captain, the Fermanagh captain, who both got beaten in those semi-finals, would love to be doing what you're doing today. And that's,
absolutely.
If you want to tell us a bit about that, listen, I'd be love to hear it.
Yeah, so it's the captain's launch day. So all eight counties that have made it to the National League finals will meet up in Dublin. It's in the little headquarters out in Talla. So, all eight captains are going, and it's basically a media day for the captains. So there'll be photos and interviews done. It'll be an enjoyable day, I suppose. And I feel very, very lucky to be one of the eight that's going to be there.
You'll be giving nothing away, I'm sure.
No, I'll keep everything close to my chest, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be seven more captains doing the same thing as well.
Yeah. It's who can say less at these kind of days.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be, what would you call it, motivating Limerick so early in the week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it'll be a good day. It won't be too long. They'll get it done as quick as they can. So, It'll be good.
Yeah, listen, that day in, up in Downastown, am I pronouncing it right? Downals Hill, is that where the semi-final was against Fermanagh?
It was. I'm not going to try to say it. You made a good attempt.
Thanks very much. But it was an eventful day. You beat Fermanagh by that last minute goal, but you yourself had your own trials and tribulations in the second half when things were getting tight. What happened there? You got a 10 minutes in, Bill.
It was an exciting day. God, I think we knew it was always going to be like, it was going to be one of those games that, like, it was never going to be that one team were ahead at any a good bit ahead at any stage throughout the game. We knew it was going to be an extremely tight game. So I suppose at halftime we were down by 4 points. Fermanagh had got a good goal in the first half. And then obviously the second half, and we had a good spell ourselves. We got a goal and 2 points within like 2 minutes, and you know, we were on a high or whatever, and I suppose I put in a tackle that wasn't the cleanest tackle, and I ended up getting a yellow card. And yeah, unfortunately, because obviously it's not a good example, is it really,
Happen, don't they? They happen in games. Yeah. Like, you see players, and I remember years ago, and I keep telling the story, Eddie Cody, the Mount Leinster Rangers and Carlow captain, I saw him one day, and he was playing against St Mullins, and Paddy Keogh was playing with St Mullins, and the two boys know each other well from the county team. But Eddie just went in one day, and he just pulled on Paddy, and it was a red card straight away. Like, it wasn't even, there was no doubt about it. Yours was only, you know. But I said to him once afterwards, I says, Eddie, what were you thinking of that night? And he says, I don't know. So see, a rush of blood to the brain. He says, and was it anything like that for you, or was it just a careless tackle? It wasn't an attempt or anything like that, no.
No, it definitely wasn't. But I suppose it was into the second half, and we were like, we had a very, very good patch. I suppose we had our purple patch, and there's that whole thing. You're like, you just want the whistle to go then, because it's like, okay, we've won, and you know, like you're kind of
Yeah.
getting excited. But yeah, I suppose maybe I got excited a bit too early, and yeah, it was
Yeah.
just a silly
Oh,
tackle. And now
what are
I
you
look.
thinking of under 10 minutes? What are you thinking of? You're looking out at the girls and they're playing really well, and you're helpless for this 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was horrific, to be honest. I was standing there, and God, it felt like the longest 10 minutes ever. And I was pacing up and down the line. But I said to mom and dad after, I was like, God, all I kept thinking was, am I after throwing it away for us as a group? Like I thought, you know, like at one point I was like, oh my God, like how are we gonna come back from this? And myself and Cleanany Hay would spend an awful long time, a lot of time together in the car, like traveling up and down. And we had a conversation that week about, you know, you never understand how teams win when they go down to 14 players throughout a game or whatever. But do you know what? The girls managed the game so well during that period. And Fermanagh got like 2 points during that period, and that the girls kept them to that. And oh, like they were just outstanding, and they were very driven, like to keep it to a minimum when I was off the pitch. So yeah, but yeah, it was hard. It was a hard 10 minutes to be on the
Yeah,
sideline. Yeah,
I can
definitely.
imagine. Listen, I had Edel Hayden here last week, and she told me all about, you know, the thought process and the goal and everything like that. But listen, I won't ask you to go through on that again. But can you remember where you were at the final whistle, like, or like who was the first
Yeah.
person you saw? Or...
I remember us getting the free, and Cliona just like the intelligent player that she was,
Ease.
like knew, kind of looked at the ref, a bit asked. I didn't hear her ask how long is left, but anyway, she did, and like that's when she decided to take the quick free. And I remember thinking, no, time was like, I didn't know there wasn't going to be another play. So anyway, when the goal went in, and I remember getting extremely excited, but then thinking, no, pull yourself together here, because there's another kick out. And they took their kick out and the whistle blew, and I remember just dropping to the ground and thinking, oh my God,
Yeah.
we've done it, and we've made history today. Yeah, it was such a proud moment. It was brilliant. And who did I see?
Yeah.
I don't know who the first person I saw was. I just remember being on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you articulate that so well, but when did you park it? When did you? I've gone back over it now, and maybe I shouldn't have, but when did you, as a team, park it and say, that's over with now? We have Limerick in 2 weeks' time. This is our focus now.
Yeah. You know what? We went back to Carlow that evening, and we met up as a group, obviously, you know, just to celebrate and mark like what had happened, that like that Carlow have gone to Division Three. But and then we all went about our week, obviously, on Monday the way we do, and we train on a Wednesday night, and we went to training on Wednesday night, and I was saying that to my parents, that nothing was mentioned about being promoted, or nothing was mentioned about being in the final. Actually, we just went upon training the way we've been going upon training this season. And you know, it was the very same on the Friday night, and it was the very same we trained last night, and it was the very same. Like, there is nothing, we're not speaking about, I suppose, like usually like speak about these occasions. Like we're not really speaking about the occasion, to be honest. We're actually just training as normal, but I don't think we're not speaking about it because of a reason. It's just that we're just training, and this is what we do every week. And you
Yeah.
know, I think we pretty much parked it on the Sunday, and it was just, oh, let's get ready for our next game. It wasn't that we're getting ready for a final. We're just getting ready for another game.
Yeah. And if you look at Limerick beat you in their final group game, they had to win that game. And then they went to beat Leitrim, who have beaten ye already this year. Have they no momentum at the moment? Or is. Have, yeah, just have they no momentum going into the final?
Oh. Yeah. I suppose like Limerick are like such a strong team side, and like they made it to the Ireland final last year against Down, and you know, like they, I suppose maybe they didn't get off to their best start in the league, but yet they bet us that day that we went to Limerick, and then like I think it was a huge shock. I think Limerick were shocked that they bet Leitrim the same way that we were shocked that they had beaten Leitrim. But like Limerick are an excellent side, and like I think maybe just because of the start of their league campaign didn't go to plan, like I don't think it would be right to underestimate the side that they are and how strong they really are. Yeah, I'm sure they do have great momentum at the minute. The end of their league has definitely gone to for them, which is you know, definitely. But yeah, like it's you know what, it's the same as what we said against Fermanagh. Like Fermanagh was never going to be an
I'm
easy
losing a
game,
small
and Limerick.
route. I'm losing a small bit there.
Yeah,
Go on.
sorry, you can hear me again, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we always said that like Fermanagh was never going to be an easy game, and I think like Limerick is the same. Like we've met Limerick up along the years, and it's the same thing. It's like, you know, like there's it's the mat it's a matter of like the last few minutes of the game that it really comes down to, and who the winning side is. So yeah, like it's going to be a big task on Sunday, but yeah, I think we're really looking forward to it.
Okay. Listen, I've in the Nationals this week. I've an old match report going back to what's about 4 or 5 years when you beat Limerick in Birr. So I don't know if there's a the sides are good there. They shouldn't be, but you always look for any bit of an edge you can get. But listen,
Yeah.
we beat them before. They beat me in the league, and I wouldn't expect anything but a very close and tight game. And both sides have great character.
Yeah, and actually we've spoken about the pitch, and I said to the girls, I've never played in this. I've said to the girls, and they said, you have, and the game that we played was it was against Limerick, and we bet them that day. And I remember that day very well. And that was a huge statement for us that day when we did beat them. But yeah, like it is gonna be a tough game, and we don't expect that any team is gonna have the game won by half time, or you know, it's gonna be another, I'd say, occurrence of what happened against Fermanagh. It really is going to come down to the last to the last play of the game or whatever. So yeah, but yeah,
Yeah.
it's
Okay. Listen, I just got to the team in September. There's a huge rivalry between yourselves, Ballycarry, Tinryland, and Auchinlochan. And that's all parked, isn't it? As I say, every time you go to training, like it's forgotten about, or the club season it hasn't started yet. You seem to have a great rapport, the two clubs, but then I'm going to talk to you in a minute about some of the other players who have come in from other clubs. But you have something good there, haven't you, between the two of you?
yeah, absolutely. I suppose like and this happens in every single county. Like you're rivals when you're playing club, but you come together and you know, we're all extremely close, you know, when and you know, a huge thing to all of us. And I suppose when everybody is working so hard and everybody wants the same, yeah, all that rivalry, I suppose it finishes. If Finn is left at the door once county comes back, which is important.
And listen, you've brought a lot of new players have come in from other clubs as well in the last couple of years. I'm thinking of key players like Sarah Doyle, and she's only one. Edel Hayden is having a great year with Aroge. Well, she's having a great year with she as an Aroge player. But there's more and more players coming in that are not Auchinlochan and not Ballycarry, Tinryland. That's been very good for the side.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I suppose that's something Ed like has done really well. He he has seen like every team in Carlo play, and he's picked, the people who he wanted to be on the team, and he's hunted them down. And I suppose no wasn't ever going to be an easy answer from anybody to Ed. So yeah, we've gotten some excellent girls from all over Carlow, and it's great. Like, and it's why we're where we are today. We have a variety of players and bundles of talent. So it's great.
Yeah. And listen, just looking forward, you've got a Leinster Championship coming up. Last year, you won the Leinster Championship. There was only one team in it. But this year, there are four teams in it. And that's going to make for a very interesting, a very interesting Leinster, rather than just one game. It's like it's all system go once this final is over as well.
Yeah, and this year we've had more games than ever, even the way they've played the league and how many games we had coming up to the league semi-final and final. So 2 weeks after the final is played, we meet Louth in the first round of the Leinster. So Louth, Longford, Kilkenny and ourselves. So there isn't going to be much of a break between the National League final and the Leinster. But you know what? That's a good thing. Like, this is why we play football. It's like to play matches. You don't want just one game, or you don't want, you want it to be, you want to have to work for it as well. So we really look forward to that Leinster campaign as well. Once we finish the National League.
Yeah, any injury worries? You yourself, I know you were battling injury earlier on in the year. Are you okay?
No, I am. I'm getting there now. We've a great background team, and our physio is keeping us all on the pitch, which is brilliant. And that's the way it is right now. We're all on the pitch. No one is of a worry right now. And we're very fortunate, because it's not right. Like, you don't get it often when, you're not questioning somebody,
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
We're all in good health, which is great.
Yeah. So listen, it's Tuesday morning now. Just take me through to how you are going to get down to Limerick. What are you going to do during the week? And I let you go. You're busy. As I say, you have a busy morning. So maybe just bring us through the rest of the week up to a throw-in on Saturday.
So we trained last night as a team. It was great. It was the
Easter
first evening
Monday.
that we had. Easter
Easter
Monday,
Monday, yeah. Enjoy that. Was that enjoyable compared to previous years when you were looking? Like, I was there Easter Monday, I was looking for something to do. Like, you had some
Oh,
you
yeah. We were just, I suppose, prepping and for a training session at 7:30 on Easter Monday, which it was great, because it was our first bright evening out under no floodlights, and that was, it was a lovely evening. We had a great training session. It was good to be together. And then I suppose it's rest and recovery and eat now for the next few days, and we'll train again on Thursday night, because our minors are out on Wednesday night. They're in the semi-final of their league campaign. They meet Wicklow on Wednesday night, and we actually have five minors playing on our senior team. So their semi-final was scheduled for the same day as our semi-final, but that's been brought forward, so they'll play their semi-final tomorrow night. We'll all be there to support them. We'll train then Thursday night collectively as a group. Our minors will be there. Now, they won't tog out. They'll get a little bit of a rest. And then I suppose from Thursday onwards, it's eat, it's sleep, it's rest as much as you can in preparation then for Saturday at 2 o'clock. So,
Are you a good
all
sleeper
go.
the night before a match yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think a few years ago now, I probably wouldn't have been. But I suppose the more experience you have the night before big games, I suppose the more you can relax and you'll get a good night's sleep and you'll be able to eat your dinner the night before and stuff. So,
Okay, and Saturday morning, what time will you
So on
have?
Saturday, we're going to meet up collectively Saturday morning. We'll probably grab a coffee and then meet up, and we're going to get a bus to Offaly. We're going to go as a group together to Offaly, and so we'll leave Carlow early. I actually am not sure what time we'll leave at yet. We'll stop halfway and we'll get a bit of breakfast together, and then we'll hit the pitch at about 12:30 or so, in preparation for throwing at 2 o'clock.
All right, listen, Ruth, it's great to talk to you. The best of luck. Best of luck with the preparations during the week. I hope everything goes well for you, and we'll all be rooting for you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, Kieran.